And Ginger, you tell your listeners and your fans and your readers that this is a little bit of a stronger book from the first one. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. I mean, the first one was written on airplanes at 35,000 feet when I was traveling between New York and Los Angeles. It was my first foray into breaking down my executive level people pleaser and perfectionist spot in the world and letting people in, because I was at a crux point where I knew that I had found something in a healing my mental health that I had to share. But it was really scary because I had to tell people about my life. And that book started with, you know, I checked myself into the mental health hospital at Columbia, the psych ward at Columbia. That goes beyond the stigma, right? When people are like, oh, I have depression, I have anxiety. These days we say, well, okay, yeah, like we're good with that. But when somebody says, I checked myself into inpatient at a psych ward, you're like, ooh, what's going on there? And so it was the first big step of saying, I'm going to tell people this because I know that the results, they might not like me after this. They might judge me. I don't care, because I know that I can help other people with where I've been able to get. And the privilege of having the financial ability and the family support and the access to this type of care. People need to know it's out there. They need to know that there can be hope and peace, not happiness, but peace.
Yeah, Ginger.
And so that's what kind of made me write the second one as well.
Yeah, the book is called A Little Closer to Home, How I Found the Calm After the Storm. What did you experience, if you could share with our listeners, because this is such a tough subject that we've been dealing with, even during the pandemic. I mean, there's been obstacles that even the younger generation trying to get through the pandemic during this pandemic, this nagging sense of uncertainty and fear and social media creating loneliness. We've seen suicides go up. But what were some of the symptoms that you were experiencing that said that you might have a problem to deal with?
I mean, it started just with feeling like I wanted to isolate, which is a very common feeling. I was lying to myself first of what was really happening about the emotions I was feeling, because it was hard. It was hard to look in the mirror and to see myself. And then it was difficult to tell anything to other people, because not just was I worried about being judged, but I thought, well, my problems can't possibly be as bad as other people's. I was playing like the trauma comparison game in my head, which is something you should not play. We all deserve to feel peace. And if you're not feeling that way, it doesn't matter what's gotten you there. It is your right as a human to be able to share that with someone. And as the other human, to not just listen, but to actually help them go get help. And I think that's something that we're missing too, is like, even when we get past the stigma, and maybe people understand you can go to the hospital and get help, or you can go to some general practitioners and maybe they can help you find something. I think that as a general rule, we know we're supposed to listen, but we're not quite sure what to do afterward with that. If somebody comes to you and says, I've had suicidal ideation, like, what do you do? So my charge with this book and with talking and in interviews like this is to say, that's when you take their hand. And just like if they had shattered their leg in an accident, you wouldn't just say, oh man, that must really hurt. You should get some help. You would go and pick them up and take them to that help. And I think that's what my message is, because when I was like someone might be now, where they're kind of deepening and spiraling into a darker and darker place, that's not the time they're about to reach out and look through a pamphlet to see which therapist their insurance covers.
Yeah.
You have to be there to help them.
Yeah.
And I hope that people can learn that from this experience, because we're all in the same storm, but some people are in different boats. I heard that, you know, early in the pandemic, and it couldn't be more true.
Yeah, we're speaking to Ginger Zee. You know her from ABC News and Good Morning America and on World News Tonight. She's the chief meteorologist for ABC. She has taken her mental illness journey, I guess, and her struggles public in a very relatable way. And because you are such a public figure, I think a lot of people can relate to you, and I think you are helping a lot of people, obviously. I mean, your public figure and your personality and your job as a national meteorologist, I think, brings this closer to people who may not be able to talk about this. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I think that the element of surprise helps in this way, where they're like, wait, that woman who we see on TV? Oh, she still got to this successful point, yet she had this that I went through. That does help. And I also think that it at least can start the conversation. That's all I can ever ask, is just, I encourage people all the time. Sometimes they'll DM me and I'm the first person they've ever said these words to. And sometimes it's easier to say them to a complete stranger who you just read their book.
Sure.
You know, it's a lot easier than telling your mom in some cases because there's too much intimacy there. If someone has a similar experience or a trauma that you can relate to, you reach out and you are part of that community now. There's like this mental health community we can build, and it doesn't necessarily have to come from our closest, you know, confidants, even though I think it should. But that could be even more difficult. I really like relating it to how storms happen. If I've covered so many disasters that it's one of the most clean grief processes you'll ever see in humans because you can see it. It's visible. Everybody got hit by that hurricane. It might be to varying degrees. There are a lot of people, even in a tornado outbreak, that can say, oh my gosh, so my house is gone. Well, my house is gone too. How did you rebuild? How do I? And they share the trauma. So they go through at different, you know, times, maybe the layers of grief of feeling anger and frustration and all those things. But at the end, they come to that place that can become so cliche in news stories. It's like, and then the community came together and helped one another. It's like annoying, but you're like, no, actually, that's how people get better. That's how they heal,
yeah,
is by doing it together. So if we could treat our traumas in life like they were visible tornadoes, you know how much easier and better it would be to heal.
Oh,
that's what I've learned from chasing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Ginger Z, our guest here on The Pulse of New Hampshire. The book is called A Little Closer to Home, How I Found the Calm After the Storm. She joins us for a couple of more moments. How do we really lessen this stigma surrounding mental health? What is the real key to doing that?
Education. It's education and access. To be able to have a place right now, think about what drugs and alcohol looked like in the 1960s.
Yeah.
We were not in the same place because if somebody, well, there wasn't even a drug or alcohol rehab as readily as now. Betty Ford and others have done really wonderful work at branding it to be something where if someone goes to drug rehabilitation, right now we say, good for them. That's what we've got to do with mental health. We need to get to a place societally where somebody has that break, their brain needs help, and they go get that help. And we say, good for them.
It's a very good point. You're hoping, obviously, that this particular book, A Little Closer to Home, will resonate with readers and our listeners this morning, because obviously this is something that you experienced. You were able to find help and find the light here in this dark tunnel of depression and mental illness. Hopefully readers will be able to say, yeah, I'm experiencing the same thing, and I can, mm-hmm, get help, and I can better myself, right?
It's out there. The help is there. It doesn't mean it's easy. And even with all the help, here I am in this, you know, privileged place, and this book helped me to realize, and in the book I hope people take away, it doesn't stop. Your maintenance, it's maintenance, just like physical health. Like, you can do the hard work for a year or two, get a personal trainer, eat right, but you can't stop going. You have to do that maintenance work. That's the same way that physical health is for mental health. It has to be a constant and habitual change in your life.
Well, thank you for sharing your personal story with our listeners today as well. The book is called A Little Closer to Home, How I Found the Calm After Storm. The author, Ginger Z, chief meteorologist for ABC News. Ginger, a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for sharing your story. We appreciate it, and good luck with the book. I hope people will read it, and I hope people will find some good mental health out of it as well. Thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.